Hello everyone, and welcome back into an all-new episode of Track Talk with me, Andrew Gallinger. On today's episode, we'll be looking at one specific team from the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series and their potential as we head towards the 2018 10 race playoff stretch in a few weeks to begin at Las Vegas. That team we're looking at this week, Hendrick Motorsports. The team for HMS, fresh off its 250th career win as an organization, with first time cup winner Chase Elliott at Watkins Glen from this past weekend. He is the first driver out of the Hendrick Motorsports stables to secure a spot in the 2018 playoffs this season. You'll remember, since the playoff format was instituted back in 2004, Hendrick Motorsports has had a representative in the postseason every year, and with Elliott's first career win that happened in upstate New York last week, that streak will continue. So while so many people have been talking about Chase Elliott, second place finishes for him 8 times in his career until he finally was able to break through a week ago. He's had plenty of opportunities before this, whether it's been crashes, miscues on pit road, or other just fluke incidents all throughout his last few years in the Cup Series that have kept him from victory lane. He capitalized on all of that this past week at the road course in Watkins Glen. Pleased his fans. Absolutely elated the Hendrick organization. And punched his ticket into the 2018 10-race playoff run. Looking at the other drivers for Hendrick Motorsports, Jimmy Johnson is the next one that comes to mind. No wins for the 7-time champ, and he struggled towards the end of Watkins Glen last week, making these final 3 races at Michigan, Bristol, Darlington, and then Indianapolis. Excuse me, that's 4. Crucial for him to have decent to good runs to be able to make it into the playoffs. The fact that we're even wondering if all 7-time champ Jimmy Johnson would make it into this year's postseason is absolutely surprising, but that's the nature of this sport. Anything can happen at any time. Let's also take a look at Alex Bowman. 2 weeks ago at Pocono, he finished 6th. If you're wondering how that came about, you can take a look at the race recaps that are in with this podcast. Having the last 2 weeks off, you will also see with this podcast on AndrewGallinger.com. There will be both the race recap from Pocono 2 weeks ago, as well as last week in Watkins Glen, in one big story to be included with this edition of the Track Talk podcast. That 6th place finish by Bowman 2 weeks ago at the Tricky Triangle was strong. The final race before this year's postseason is at the famed Indianapolis Motor Speedway. While Pocono was three turns in the triangle, Indianapolis is four turns and a square. But they're both flat, very unique tracks, so it leads me to think that with Bowman having such a good run at Pocono, it's worthwhile to potentially believe that Alex Bowman, driver of the 88 Hendrick Motorsport Chevrolet, could have a strong run in the regular season finale, as well as the last few races of the regular season this weekend at the 2 mile fastest track in NASCAR, Michigan International Speedway. Bristol next weekend, and the famed Southern 500 also coming up at Darlington Raceway over Labor Day weekend. And last but not least, as far as Hendrick drivers, you gotta take a look at William Byron. Hasn't won yet in the Cup Series so far in his rookie campaign, but he's shown steadiness and lately been strong, running up front throughout races. Just like Chase Elliott, I believe his time will come. So while it's strange to say Hendrick Motorsports has only won once so far in 2018, yeah, it's not what we're used to seeing, but it's the postseason that really matters. To this point, it's all about getting there and putting yourself in the best position to go after a championship in the final 10 weeks of the season. While we've seen Hendrick struggle, it's those final 10 weeks that matter. And if three, or maybe even all four of the Hendrick drivers can find a way to make the 10 race playoffs over these next few weeks, there will be reason to strongly believe that the four teams that make up Hendrick Motorsports will be able to be a force to be reckoned with over the final 10 weeks of the season that begin the championship hunt at Las Vegas Motor Speedway, ending with a final four and crowning of a champion down in South Florida at Homestead Miami Speedway. For now, we'll just have to wait and see. So get set for a Sunday of racing at Michigan International Speedway, and enjoy Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series racing down the stretch as we get ever closer to the 2018 edition of the NASCAR playoffs. This has been Track Talk with me, Andrew Gallinger. I'll see you next week, everybody.